That's the time, just to be safe.
Morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Who am I welcoming?
Alexis and Harry.
Hi, Alexis. Hi, Harry. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're just going to do a little infomercial at the moment that there is the town meeting tonight at 7 p.m. here at the town hall. So all are welcome. And we have three items on that agenda, but those of you that need to know probably already know that. And I don't see that this should be a problem, but at this time, because we have guests before us, as a board, I would like to have the board's consensus to I'm going to take the chairman's prerogative to move the order of the agenda around and skip down to number six to consider and possibly act on a proposal by Chelsea Groton Bank. And I'd like to say good morning to those who have joined us. Would you like to introduce yourselves from Chelsea Bank, please?
Sure. Alexis, would you like to start?
Sure. Alexis Khan, I'm the cash management sales manager.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Harry Colonis. I'm a business development officer at the bank.
Thank you. And would you like to share your proposal?
Sure. Are we able to share the screen?
You should be able to, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You want me to share it, Harry? Oh, you got it. Great.
Oh, I think I got it. Can you all see that?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
All right. I like to zoom in large because I can't see that well. So I like the font super big. So hopefully everyone can see it. We did a proposal based on our last meeting we had with the Board of Finance. There was a discussion about interest rate. And we went back to our team and came up with the following proposal. How the operating account works is it has a target balance. We set that target balance based on activity. And in the operating account, it earns an earnings credit, which is used to offset the activity fees. And at the time when we submitted the RFP and the proposal, the target balance needed to be about $7 million in order to offset the activity fees. Anything above that would be swept into a municipal investment sweep account and earn some interest. And so I guess after the meeting we had with the Board of Finance, with the rate environment changing, they were seeking a higher rate of return. So we went back to our team and we came up with a couple of options for consideration. One is that we're able to lower the target balance in the operating account from $7 million to $3 million by raising the earnings credit to 0.75%. We're able to offset all the activity fees in the operating account. And anything above the $3 million could earn any one of the two options listed below. One is the same municipal investments we currently have would bump up the rate to 3.25% from what it is now, which is 1%. So we're able to offer that to the town collectively and provide much more interest income for the town, leaving less in the operating account and sweeping more money into the investment sweep account. So that's one option. The other option is a sweep account as well, but this one is an ICS sweep account. And this one provides all the funds be FDIC insured. And it works the same way. It's totally liquid. It's connected to the operating account and the money sweeps back and forth as needed. And that rate to provide the fully FDIC insured coverage would be 3%.
For both, for either of these proposals, if I may start with the first question, are you ready for questions? I'm sorry, Harry.
Sure, absolutely. Alexis, would you like to add anything before we go into questions?
If I may just add one quick thing. Harry's point about the earnings credit and lowering the target balance, I just wanted to mention that in addition to the activity fees, the town avails itself of a lot of cash management services, and those are also absorbed by the earnings credit as well. So it's activity in terms of actual transactions that are assessed on the account, but also the full suite of services, including the armored car service and check scanners and ACH origination and all of the other services that the town employs.
Are those the services we already have?
Yes.
There's nothing being added, but just wanted to kind of contextualize the scope of the services are also included in that absorption of the cost.
Thank you. My question for you is on the in option, are both options variable annual percentage yield?
Yes, they are.
And how often do you update that, the variable yield percentage?
So the rates are not, I wouldn't equate them to an investment product where it's a market rate. It's really as we assess them, there's no, I would say there's no stipulated period. You know, we just, it's a banking decision in terms of, you know, what the environment is and whether there's sort of that drive to increase the rate based on, you know, where it is and where the market is. So there's no set schedule, but it is variable, can go up or down.
Thank you. And how long is this offer for? Is this something that you would review in 1 year? Is this something you would review, guaranteed review in 1 year, or?
In terms of the interest rate or in terms of the target balance in the?
I'll start with target balance, please.
So we didn't get a confirmed stipulated period of time. I would say the target balance and that earnings credit is less market driven and less variable. So I would say that is probably good for a longer period of time. We can certainly go back and find out. We typically don't guarantee, you know, things for a certain period of time because obviously anything can happen. But I would say that's much more sort of once it's in place, it's there for until further notice. The rates on the accounts for the ICS or the municipal investment sweep, it's really hard to guarantee those rates just given how volatile rates have been in this environment. So we can certainly find out if there's that hasn't been sort of a stipulation of the proposal. So we didn't include that.
And could you please share with this board what the Board of Finance leaned towards? Was it option one or option two?
We did not hear back from the Board of Finance as of yet. I think Jill had mentioned that they were leaning towards option one, but not confirmed. So I think the final decision lays in your hands.
It's accurate. It does lie in your hands.
Have we heard from the Board of Finance, Jim?
No.
Questions from the other board members, please? Adam has his hand up.
I have a couple. So our current target balance is $7 million.
That's correct.
Correct.
Have we had any difficulty maintaining that target balance?
So that is not the anytime that the cash flow is such that your balances overall are less than that in the operating account, it can dip below, which just means then you pay some small cash, you know, small activity fees. So it's not been $7 million at all times throughout the year, but it was set so that it at that $7 million at the time of the original proposal, the RFP, that would wipe out everything. So when it dips below because the town can't support that balance, then there's just some service charges that are assessed against the account. So to answer your question, no, the balance does not always exceed that $7 million threshold.
So if we held a higher target balance than $3 million, would we get a better rate? Presumably you wanted the target balance at seven so that it would generate. I mean, that's why you want the account, right? Because it has a high target balance.
The target balance at the time of the RFP, the rate environment was a lot different. And so the earnings credit was less. Therefore, we needed the higher target balance to offset the activity fees. Now that the rate environment is different, we're able to basically double the earnings credit to 0.75 and lower the target balance to 3 million, giving you more money to earn in the money market investment suite. There are a few months that the town, based on the RFP, that the balance dipped below 7 million and some activity fees would be assessed. But now with the target balance being lowered to 3 million, it shouldn't be too bad at all.
Okay, but what I'm asking is if we agreed to keep a target balance of 4 or 5 million, would you give us a higher rate? Because if we haven't had that much trouble maintaining 7 million, then maybe we could maintain 4 or 5 and do a little better.
So we can certainly revisit that. I mean, just two things. We were going off of the feedback that we received from the Board of Finance in terms of drafting this proposal. So that was really one of the things that they were pretty insistent about, is bringing down that target balance. So this proposal reflects that. We could always go back and find out. I mean, we have to always get these types of decisions escalated to a committee. What I would say is that for municipal rates, this is pretty, competitive on our side. This was our attempt to kind of do our best to provide you with a competitive interest rate, hearing the feedback of the Board of Finance. So we can certainly revisit it, but I would say, we really tried to be pretty compelling with this offer.
Please continue.
I was just going to say, if you'd like to see a higher target balance, if we can certainly come back to you and find out if, let's say, it were 5 million, we could increase the rate in any way.
Well, given that option number two, my concern is a little bit is that given option number two is fully insured and option number one is not fully insured, is there a way that we could get the option two rate up by increasing the amount held in the account?
You understand the question?
Yes.
Thank you.
And we can certainly go back and find out. It's just not a decision we can make on this call ourselves.
Understood.
Okay, unfortunately, we can't make that call.
I wouldn't think you could.
Harry, did you have something to add?
No. As Alexis said, we're happy to go back with your feedback and see what we can do and sharpen our pencil if we can. These are great questions, and we appreciate the opportunity to meet with you and hear what you have to say and take it back to our team.
One quick question: after this board were to when this board is to vote on this and it's a successful vote, how soon would you be implementing one of the options?
It's effective immediately. So if you were to opt for option one, nothing additional is added to your existing account structure. So it would be just a matter of signing one document to update the target balance in that operating account. Option two just takes, I would say, an additional, so that option would be, same day or next day. Option two just takes some execution of some additional documentation, because the insured cash sweep account is governed by some additional documents through the partner IntraFi that provides that service. So that would just be a matter of, our putting together the documentation. So I would say no more than a few days.
Can I ask who else has a question? Mr. Moore? Bob Moore?
Does Bob have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob DiPietro?
All right. I think I understood Adam's question. I just wondered if there could be an option three, which would make option two more dependent on what Adam was referring to, which was more of a fluctuating dependent variable.
I believe that was the understanding.
Like a more variable rate?
I'm wondering if
a higher rate, Bob, if it were a higher
threshold. In other words, if we could still get fully insured, but make the more dependent on the fluctuations of the rate in the target balance.
Gotcha. So by raising the, you know, the target balance, you'd like to see a higher rate in option two to fully insure all the funds and a little bit more of a competitive rate in doing so. The one thing about money markets in general, they are variable. They do change from time to time. If it was a CD, then it would be, you know, locked in for a period of time. But we'll see what we can do and get you an idea of, you know, what you're looking at as far as a timeline goes. Because if the Fed continues to raise rates, then I think we're good. But if they lower the rates, then of course, you know, we have to adjust as well. But we're happy to go back and talk to our team and get you that information.
May I just ask, from the banking perspective, what is the definition from your perspective, that per of a target balance? What does that mean?
What is a target balance?
Okay. Yeah. So we look at the account's activity based on bank statements. Say, for example, when we did the RFP, we looked at your former bank statements. And what we did, we analyzed all the products and services and then kind of like mirror imaged what that would look like with Chelsea Groton and with our earnings credit. So we looked at all the activity that the account has, all the services that it has as well, and then created an earnings credit to help offset those activity fees. And that earnings credit is based on the average balance kept in the operating account. And that's kind of how we determine what the target balance is. And what's great about it is, if we see a decrease in activity, we can always adjust the target balance down. If there's an increase in activity and the fees are, you know, a touch point and, you know, you don't want to see any fees, then we can raise the target balance, provided the funds are there, of course. And so it's flexible, which is great.
Okay.
And I'll just add that it's the, thanks, Harry. It's the balance at which anything above that sweeps automatically into the interest-bearing account. So it's set end of day, it triggers that if it's over 7 million, for example, in the old setup, or over 3 million in this proposed setup, that the, let's say you took in a bunch of checks that day, or, you know, the armored car service picked up cash and you deposited into the account, then that night, everything above that 3 million, for example, would go into the interest bearing account.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to ask a couple of questions for either of you. Do most municipalities take an option for the full FDIC insurance?
So I actually see, you know, it kind of depends on the municipality. We've seen both. I would say certainly not most, at least within our portfolio of municipal customers, do not have insured cash sweep because of the way that we're required to hold collateral for municipal deposits through, and I think you've probably seen, or we've provided to Jill sometimes the public depository qualification form, which shows all of the kind of math that goes into that from sort of where our deposits are, our capitalization, all of that. And so I don't find when I've discussed with municipalities, you know, their kind of philosophy on insured cash sweep, that they don't feel always the necessity to have it to the same extent that maybe a business owner or nonprofit would want to have the insured cash sweep, because municipal deposits are required to have a different kind of treatment from the bank's perspective. But, you know, certainly it's an individual decision. I would say amongst our portfolio of municipalities, off the top of my head, maybe around 25% of them use insured cash sweep or CDARS, which is the CD version of it. But a lot of them, you know, explicitly opt not to. So it's not for any kind of risk reason, but just because You know, the funds, the flip side of it is that the funds are, they're fully FDIC insured in 250, because of the fact that they're placed at other participating financial institutions in $250,000 increments. So therefore, if any of those banks were to fail that are holding your $250,000, the FDIC would pay you out for that. I would say the flip side is just that you are holding funds. Now, granted, they don't have any of your identifying information, so they don't even know whose money it is, but they are not local banks in a lot of cases. So some municipalities, in an effort to say, you know, we want to support only the banks that are in our community, they opt to just keep it, you know, solely with the bank that they're actually, you know, working with. From your standpoint, it's not like you're having to work with any of those banks. You're still, it's all funneled through Chelsea Groton. You only singularly work with Chelsea Groton, but at the end of the day, the funds are in, you know, are held at different financial institutions. So we have had some, that's kind of the flip side of it, is we've had some municipalities who have said, no, we don't want that. We want, you know, we want to know exactly where our funds are. But it's kind of an individual decision, but certainly not all of them are using it.
Now, I'm a bit confused. Does that mean if we picked option one, all the money would stay with you? If we picked option two, the money gets divided up amongst other banks?
Yes, exactly. Option two is it gets divided in $250,000 increments into other. IntraFi runs this nationwide network of financial institutions which participate in this program. And so it's basically taking the old school method of, oh, if I have $1 million and I'm worried about FDIC insurance, I'm going to open all of these accounts in different places, in different banks, and get that FDIC insurance coverage in each bank. They're kind of centralizing that and ensuring that you only have to work with one bank, i.e. us, but behind the scenes in a anonymous way, the funds are technically sitting at another bank, meaning that if that bank were to fail, you'd get the FDIC insurance off of that amount because you only have 250 in that account.
Hearing that information, I would like to poll the board and ask them, do you have, if we're asking Chelsea Groton to bring us back another proposal, are you interested in having them bring us back another proposal towards option one or towards option two? Yeah, Adam? Well, Bob Moore has his hand up.
Yeah, I would like to get that second proposal back based on Adam's question of raising a threshold. Would that allow us to maintain that 3.5 no matter which way we go?
3.25?
3.25. So, yeah. I would just assume wait for poll to come back, and if we can get it back before our selectors meeting, not too far away, just a couple of weeks, we then can act on.
Let me ask the question again. In the request for another proposal, are you asking them to do the proposal to change the amount under option one or under option two? Or both?
Well,
because of the FDIC question.
But to me, it's the guaranteed portion of the FDIC. And if we were to raise the threshold from, say, 3 to 5,
more,
and it is exceedingly rare when we would be under 5. Yeah. And if that were the case,
we'll be ordered to
we would be fully insured, no issues, no problem, and still at the 3.25. That's my thought. And we'd like to see, does the threshold have to go from 3 to 4, or where would it be if that was our thought process? And leave that to me. I can't answer that, so you all would have to. Just look, that's the essence of the question. And Adam, I don't want to
get into your mind,
but it seems to be that's what you were asked.
I can give the floor to Adam.
Yeah. I guess what I was asking, and I think Bob and I are together on this, is that could they give us their best offer if we were willing to go to
a
target balance of $5 million both under option one and under option two. Right. And then, you know, we'd have the option, we'd have obviously the option of picking, do we want the security or not? And it sounds like it's going to cost us something if we don't, if we want it, but maybe it could. I mean, I'm looking at these numbers and either one of these numbers more or less defrays the cost of the account of the services. So we're not recognizing any real revenue, but we're not losing anything either. But if we could squeeze out, you know, a little bit a year, that would be one more thing we wouldn't have to cut at the end of the year. So.
Understood. Bob DiPietro?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So let me make sure I understand the ask. The ask is for them to come back
right.
with a sharpened pencil, looking at option one and two, if it were at 5 million, and does that provide the town with more revenue? Is that correct?
Yep, in essence.
Harry and Alexis, is that under clear for you as well?
Crystal clear, absolutely.
Very good. And do you have a possible time frame that you think you could have your meetings to do this and come back to us? Yeah, we meet the first Tuesday of the month?
Absolutely. We'll have an answer probably in, a couple of days, Alexis, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah,
thank you. Alexis?
Yes, I was just going to agree with Harry. By the end of the week, I think it's very reasonable that we would be able to have an updated proposal for you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to ask for a different proposal from them so that they could come back with two options instead of just one? Is there any other proposal that you would like to ask them at this time? Hearing none, you've heard our request then as a board. I don't believe we need to take action on this at this time. We will wait and we'll table action until we hear from you again. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and we appreciate it. And if you need any further information, please contact Jill or the Selectman's office.
Thank you very much. Nice seeing you all.
Thank you.
Have a good meeting.
Thanks. Have a good day. Going back to the agenda. Thank you to the board for being flexible. We've had a resignation of our town moderator because of an opportunity that precludes him from holding town office. And at this time, it has been recommended that to serve out the remaining term until November 15th, the recommendation is to have attorney Tom Fiorentino become the town moderator for the remaining term. May I please have a motion to approve? So Bob Mora makes the motion. Do I have a second? Bob DiPietro seconds. Is there any comment? Thank you very much. Then I will call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. It's four. Aye. Absent. Mr. Armita is absent. There is a town meeting tonight, and Mr. Fiorentino has assured me he will try and get in. He will get in today, and he'll be sworn in. So he'll actually be town moderator for this evening's meeting. Thank you for that. Motion passes. Looking at number three, act and consider on the AP before us. Are there questions can be answered for you? Bob DiPietro, hi.
Yeah, what is on page four, Highland meeting room? What is that?
I got to find it. Give me half a second there, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, say it one more time. Oh, the Highland meeting room, 180 West Street?
Yes.
For $1,684.89?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I'll have to check on that for you, Bob.
Thank you.
Further questions?
I had one on page five. It was, I marked Lyle Signs, and it's under Road Repair HW. I wasn't sure what that meant at the bottom of the page.
Well, we have people who like to collect street signs, and we have to replace them every once in a while.
Thank you. Collectors, are they? With frustration. Any other questions that we can answer for other people? Can we make a motion to accept this and hold one item off?
I don't know that I would do that, but let me see if I can get Jill on the line.
We're just gonna pause for 1 minute as we ask the question. The question I put before Jim was, can we pass this AP summary and hold one piece out of it?
I'm sure I get the answer.
Hi, got a question for you. We're in the middle of our AP meeting here, and there's a question that I can't answer. On page four of the report, there's a Highland Meeting Room, Inc. for at 180 West Street. I'm trying to understand what that expense is. Highland Meeting Room, Inc.
Is that the restroom?
And which... Which budget did it go under? Because it's not listed.
Just wondering if it's a return of tax dollars. The way it's.
180 West Street, but it doesn't say refund.
It's a release of a bond.
Okay.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
All right.
Oh, 180 help? West Street, is that the?
The former Our Place restaurant that has been purchased by a religious organization.
Okay.
What was the bond? Why were we still holding a bond for it? That's weird.
I think they were assessed a bond that was not appropriate. And it was... I think the Planning and Zoning Commission got a letter from their attorney, and then upon review by our town attorney, the bond was released.
Oh, it wasn't like a driveway bond or something. It was like
correct
a landscaping bond.
Yeah, I don't remember project, what it was.
The project was 10 years ago. It should have been one way or the other. It should have been released, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
What were we holding it for? It was probably questions? Landscaping for the buffer, if I vaguely remember.
Former Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Pick that brain.
So with that Adam, said, I'll move the adoption as presented.
We have a motion before us to approve the A2. Do I have a second? Bob Peter seconds. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously for the four present members present. Budget transfers.
I don't have any to report to you today.
Thank you.
By DePietro.
Then we'll move on with no budget transfers. We will move on to number five. Consider an act moving to Halloran and Sage for the town attorney. Service. We would continue, if we accept this, we would continue with our same attorney that we have been working with for the past 34 years, and who has a long history with the town and a deep understanding of our charter ordinances and other issues pertaining to needs of the town. Do I have a motion to consider approving the move to Halloran and Sage to use the same attorney?
Move.
Well,
we'll just get a motion on the table. Bob DePietro, you moved?
Yes.
And Bob Moore?
I'll second.
Seconds. Adam Teller, you have the floor. At the same rate. Adam
Teller. Okay, at the same rate. I would have liked, I mean, do we have something in writing from Halloran and Sage proposing?
I provided you a letter from the town attorney at the last regular Board of Selectmen's meeting. So that would be the letter that we're acting on.
Let me look at that for a minute because
we'll pause for 1 moment.
Not in the packet. It probably should have been, but.
We did make the decision at the last meeting that a vote was needed.
I just want to see what he actually said in his letter.
We can wait.
It was on the agenda on May 2nd, Jim?
Yep.
Because I don't see it in that packet.
So I have it up on my phone, and it simply is a letter from Michaelson, Kane, Royster, and Barger that advises us that Attorney Barger will no longer be working with their firm, and he's moving his practice to Halloran and Sage, and that is effective June 1st, 2023. If we would like Attorney Barger to take our firm's organizational files with him to Halloran and Sage, we have to notify Michaelson, Kane, Royster, and Barger in writing. They provided a form letter for us to do that. I don't believe that I have a letter from Halloran and Sage or Attorney Barger citing that the rates will stay the same, but I do have Attorney Barger's assurance based on a phone conversation that there will be no change in rates. And what he tells me is that the current rate that we are paying is what Halloran and Sage charges all of their municipal clients already. So it's not out of character for Halloran and Sage either.
Does that help you, Adam?
No, actually. First of all, I don't have that letter in the May 2nd packet, but maybe it's somewhere else. So I think it should be on the, if we're voting on it, it should be on the packet that the public gets for this meeting. Second, in fact, it should be on the packet that we get, because if we're voting on it, it should be in our packet for this meeting, not in some prior meeting that we have to go hunt for. Secondly, that's not from Halloran and Sage. That's from Michaelson, Kane, Royster. And I mean, it's all fine to send the files with Barger so they're there, but I would like to see something from the firm that's actually going to represent us, that commits to what they're doing for us and what they're charging us before I vote on it. So I'm happy to see that at some future time. And what, you know, what level of, you know, what period of commitment they're making to do that. Otherwise, it should go to an RFP. It should probably go to an RFP anyway at some point so that there's competitive, you know, input. But, you know, as an interim measure to authorize transferring the files, that's fine. As a commitment to retain them as town attorney, I'm not able to make that commitment at this moment.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
Uh-huh.
I would be okay with a motion to authorize Attorney Barger to take the town's files with him to his new firm without necessarily committing that we're going to retain that firm to be town attorney. Just so that the files, you know, are conveniently where the person who's at least managing them is right this moment. You know, so he doesn't have to call back his own firm to get something if we ask him a question. That's fine, but as a commitment to have him, you know, have that firm be our town attorney, I want to see something from them.
Simple, I think that makes great sense, Adam. I think that makes perfect sense. So, you know, I think with the board's permission, we'll sign the letter to transfer the files, and I will ask Attorney Barger for something from Halloran and Sage that outlines, you know, how they propose to serve the town of Bolton, and have that for, you know, for you for the June meeting.
And we'll have it on file.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Does Adam meet your satisfaction at the moment?
Yes, it's perfect. Thank you, Jeff.
Very good. Then we will hold this number five, and we will look.
I would like to have a motion to authorize transferring the files.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
My apologies. Adam, would you make the motion, please?
Sure. I move that we authorize Attorney Barger to transfer the physical files from his former firm to reposit at Halloran and Sage temporarily, pending confirmation from Halloran and Sage on the terms of their representation.
Do I have a second, please? Bob DiPietro, would you like to second that motion?
Okay.
I saw a head nod.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Is there any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, then I would call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Thank you. And we've talked to number six. The last one should say number seven for adjourn. I would take a motion if there's no. Let me stop one moment. Is there any further comment that you need to make, Mr.?
No, I think we're good.
Town Administrator?
I'll move to adjourn.
So I have a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Adam. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Have a good day, everyone.